You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast, the final European Football Podcast of the season, with Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt with you to guide you through the best of the weekend's action across Europe, where most of the leagues have finished. But we've got a very interesting game to come in Italy, as well as two cup finals, one in Germany and one in Spain, to look forward to. Some absolute crackers as well this weekend. And for the final time this season, let's say hello to my good friend, colleague, and all-round human, Ray Druitt. Hello, Ray.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Am I all right? You sound a bit resigned there. Are you okay?
Oh, it's nearly over, isn't it?
It is nearly over.
We always get a little bit sad around this time of year.
It's emotional.
Yeah, but three great games. Three really, really good games. I mean, I'm particularly looking forward to the German Cup final. Mm. I think that will be an absolute cracker. But, all's good. All's good.
Good.
Great Europa League final on Wednesday.
Mm, surprisingly
lovely.
Good.
Yeah, I expected this one to be very tight, but Dnipro opened up a bit. It was a wonderful game.
It was. Sevilla, of course, came out on top there. We're recording this on Thursday. To be fair, we're not missing out on anything, though, this week, are we?
No. And that means Sevilla will go into the Champions League for next season.
Rightly so.
It does mean Valencia play a playoff, which is a shame. But, I mean, that was going to happen anyway, because they finished fourth. But, Five of them in there.
And I think it's been the best league this year in terms of quality.
Yeah, I mean, people criticised Spanish football a few years ago, but if you look at their record in European competitions...
Phenomenal.
They pretty much... They're in the final or win it every year.
Mm.
Both of them. So, yeah. Fair play to them.
Okay.
They did good.
Where should we start? Should we start domestically, as we are a primarily domestic podcast?
Let's.
I said domestically, I don't mean in England.
That's a different podcast. Right.
We'll start in Serie A, where we've got, there's a full fixture list, isn't there, across Saturday and Sunday, but not a great deal to play for, apart from the Champions League spot. And we're going to preview that with Napoli against Lazio after this.
Serie A.
Okay, then Napoli against Lazio coming up on Sunday at 7:45. Quite simply, Ray, the winner gets into the Champions League. If Napoli win, they're in the Champions League. If Lazio win or draw, then they're in. So a game that Lazio cannot afford to lose, let's put it that way. Both have had decent seasons. Lazio have performed slightly above expectations. Napoli, you expected to be around there. Their season has just sort of tailed off a little, Napoli. Of course, going out of the Europa League when they did, but they're 11-10 to win this. The draw's 23-10, and Lazio are 5-2. If nothing else, it'll be a really, really intriguing evening, won't it?
Yeah, I think we've. It's of course most likely to be Rafael Benitez's last game as well. Mm. You wouldn't anticipate he leaves before Sunday. So, I mean, he's going to want to get Napoli into the Champions League. You know, he's done some good things while he's there. He's done some not so good things while he's there. So, this is a big game for him. This season would be seen as a failure if they don't get into the Champions League. Mm-hmm. They are a side who should be in the Champions League. So, you know, he'll be disappointed by that. But you mentioned that their form has gone off a little. Three wins, three draws and three defeats in the last nine. It's inconsistent, isn't it?
It is.
Get consistently inconsistent. Seen them nearly miss out on Champions League football in both the Europa League, as you said, and a must-win game here. But, I mean, Lazio were nothing to write home about recently. Their form's dipped. 7 points... their league form has really, really dropped. Mm. They lost in the cup final to Juventus. They lost the Rome derby last week. Two really, really big defeats to take. They're really struggling. 2015 just hasn't been a great year for them. Mid-February to mid-April, they look like the best team in the league on form. Mm. They were absolutely cruising. And then since then, it's just stuttered for them. Away from home, they're a little bit sloppy. I think they've really got their hands full going to Napoli here. A side who score goals, a side who at home have only dropped 7 points in 2015. Mm. One was a loss to Juventus. Two sloppy draws, but other than that, have been incredible at home.
So you think 11-10 is fair?
Well, I mean, they've won four of the last six against Lazio. They've won four of the last six against Lazio in Naples. Mm-hmm. So if we're going on the last six games, that's 66%. 66% in betting terms is around about 1-2. You wouldn't back Napoli at 1-2, but I think the 11-10, while not being knockout value, is pretty good. For a side who, well, they score so many goals and their home form, as I said, is pretty untouchable. Mm. There's only probably Juventus and maybe Roma who really, really challenge them for how strong their home form is. It's a very hostile place. And as I said, the importance of the game is massive.
I think I'd agree with you with this. I've, huge Lazio fan. I'd love them to get into the Champions League. My heart wants that, if you like, but my head says Napoli will probably win this. There could be a few goals, though, in my opinion.
Yes.
Match result on both teams to score. Napoli 14-5, the draw 16-5. Lazio are 9-2. That draw could also be a player. That, of course, would be enough for Lazio. So that's key in that if it is, you know, 1-1 with 20 to go, they will drop back and that potentially invite Napoli onto them. But they can defend well. They haven't recently, Lazio. But their success this season has been down to defending well rather than scoring loads and loads of goals, hasn't it?
Yeah, they are a side who do defend really, really well. Less so recently, as you said, and probably less so against the top 10 sides. They've only won three times away at the top 10 sides this season. Of course, they haven't played all of them. They are one themselves, so yep. It's probably around about 3-8. But still, for a side competing for Champions League, a little bit off. But I tend to agree with you in the sense that Lazio probably deserve the Champions League a bit more than Napoli. Lower budget, achieved way over expectations, but when you've got players of the quality of Napoli, then they're really, really going to turn it on. I agree with you with both teams to score. 67% of Napoli home games have seen both teams to score. Mm-hmm. 72% of their home games have seen over 2.5 match goals as well. So you would be looking at goals at the both teams to score. Around about 50% for the away percentages for Lazio, which is still moderately strong,
yep.
Still above average. I think they win. I think Napoli win. I think it's a good price.
Okay. What I will say is, if you're looking at the league table and going, well, hang on, how are they going to catch them? It isn't goal difference in Italy. It's the head-to-head record. And Napoli have the better one of those, having won at Lazio earlier in the season. So Napoli win would be enough for them to leapfrog the side from Rome. I'm gonna go for a draw on both teams to score here. 16-5. I think some of that is almost sentimental, and I just want Lazio to do it. But it's a big enough price to get involved with. You know that they're going to settle for a draw. I couldn't be backing Lazio to win the match because they don't have to. I don't think they'll be going all out to win.
So do you think it's 1-1 or do you think we're going 2-2? Because you fancied goals. Would you rather not play the draw and overs?
Maybe. I mean, match result both teams score draw is 16-5. You can back the 1-1 draw at 13-2 and the 2-2 draw at 14-1. They're not bad. If you go down towards the bottom of the console, though, the draw on over 2.5 goals is 17-2. The draw on under 2.5 is 18-5. To be fair, if you think it's going to be 1-1, you may as well back 1-1 rather than draw on under 2.5 because I don't think it'll be 0-0.
No.
But honestly, I'd just go draw on both teams to score. It's a big enough price, 16-5. I wouldn't want to overcomplicate it. I get the feeling, though, you're going to put up a Napoli and over 2.5 at 15-8, given that you think that Lazio could well register?
No, I'm going to go for Napoli and both teams to score at 14-5.
I suppose the Napoli win over 2.5 is the difference is that can be 3-0 or 4-0.
Exactly.
But I don't think it will be.
I'm
with you, actually.
I think Lazio registered. Napoli are not the greatest defensively. We know that. They do switch off. They do concede a couple of goals. I mean, Cesena went there on the last week and got two. Sampdoria, two. They're not the greatest defensively, but they've got so many incredible players. I would look at maybe Lazio, Napoli over 1.5, maybe even Napoli race to 2, which is 13-10. Mm. All stats bets if you don't want to play the outrights. I mean, we didn't fancy the outrights in the Rome derby last week, So we played the overs. We played the both teams to score over 1.5 goals, etc. And, you know, they come in. I mean, that race to three, Napoli, 100 to 30, does look pretty big. They've hit 3-3, 4-3, 1-2, 2-3, and 2 in their home games in 2015. You know, they are a free-scoring side. They've got Higuain, who's got 7 goals against Lazio in his Serie A career. He's 23-20 any time. I think he's hit at least one hat-trick against them, and certainly another brace. I think he's around about 13-2 maybe to grab a brace here. 13-2 for a brace. 40s for a hat-trick. Not out of the question. And another thing, Gabbiadini, since they signed him in January, he's been the highest scoring signing. 8 goals. Very, very good player. He is 6-4 any time. 10s-2 or more. He will play a part in this game. He's very technically good. Big guy. And I think they score a couple here, Napoli. I really do.
Good feat for a big man.
Very good feat for a big man. He scored a goal in against, I think it was Trabzonspor. I retweeted this vine. It's incredible.
Mm. Well, he's a talented chap. Right, so score draw.
Napoli win with both teams to score.
Okay.
And I will have a little play on Higuain as well at 23-20. And just another stats bet. Napoli have scored more second half goals in Serie A than any other side. 42 in the second half. If you want to play Napoli to score in the second half, it's 11-20, which isn't fantastic, but I will just try and get Napoli highest scoring half. I couldn't find that earlier on the site. It's my phone rather than the the site. Highest scoring half for Napoli is 13-10. Again, they're all around
for the second half.
For the second half, yes.
Okay. Right, should be an interesting one. I'm going to take Lazio to sneak into the Champions League, going on what he said there. Ray thinks that Napoli will, so definitely an interesting one. And you if you want, tweet us at AlexDunn0307, at Ray Druitt, or at Will Hill in Play with anything that you fancy in that one. Right, we're going to move to Spain now for the final of the Copa del Rey. We don't have a Copa del Rey jingle, so the La Liga one will have to do. And Ray's thoughts on Athletic Bilbao against Barcelona coming up after this.
La Liga.
It's not La Liga, it's the Copa del Rey, and it's Bilbao against Barcelona. Bilbao 12-1, the draw 11-2, and Barcelona at 1-5. This one coming up on Saturday at 8:30. A superb season for Barca. They've blown everybody away with their displays since Christmas and deservedly won the league. The treble for them is very much on, and they don't look to be up against much here, Ray, with a Bilbao side who haven't had a superb season but did finish the season well to grab a Europa League spot. But it is a big ask. The odds reflect that. Can you see anything other than a Barca win here?
No, and I think it's comfortable, if we're being honest. Yeah. You know, they didn't really play a strongish side, and against Deportivo on Sunday, was it?
It was
Saturday, Sunday. It was the weekend, and you know, that was all about one thing. That was saying goodbye to Xavi. That was celebrating what they'd done so far this season. This is just going to be another chapter in their successful season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't back the 1-5. There are other ways in. But yeah, they win this comfortably. Bilbao, who are a side who don't score an awful lot, and you've got a Barcelona side who are rampant.
Okay.
Games at Bilbao are always difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Barca hit 5 earlier on in the season, Bilbao still hit 2.
Yeah, but the thing is, because this is a cup final, Bilbao are... Basically, you've got to treat it as an away game for both sides.
Yes.
And Bilbao away from home aren't good enough.
Exactly.
And Barca away from home are not as good as they are at home, but they're still very good.
Yeah, and they still score a hatful of goals, which ultimately means they will win this game.
Okay. You said you wouldn't take the 1-5. You said there's value to be found elsewhere. We've got headline offers. If you do think that Bilbao will win, you can get Adoriz to score and Bilbao to win at 16-1. I should stress these are all 90 minutes prices, of course. Suarez to score 2 or more, Barca to win at 5-1. And match result on both teams to score. Bilbao 12s, the draw 6s, Barca 8-5 if you think that Bilbao can nick one while Barca win. On the other hand, Barca to win to nil is 19-20. What do you think, Ray?
Well, I mean, I know you're a fan of the 19-20 win to nil because it's Barcelona.
Always.
I guess one of my main inputs on this would be if you do think Barcelona concede, I know we say it every now and again, but don't back the Barcelona to win and both teams to score. Back the one man who pretty much drags his team to the cup final and to the league position in Adaris. You know, he is the man. He's got an okay record against Barcelona. He is the guy who, you know, he is the threat. So I think he's available at 13-5 anytime. So, you know, for a lot more money for your stake. Of course, yeah, you need him to score, but I think I'm not convinced Barcelona concede. But I'm not convinced. Well, I don't like the Barcelona 8-5 that they do concede. 19-20 is what it is. They're a side who will dominate the ball. And they will win. It's just whether they can limit the chances of maybe an informed side and certainly an informed player. I think this is Adaris's best ever season.
He has been very good,
goal scoring wise. You know, he's evergreen. He continues to score goals. I was just about to talk about another evergreen striker then, but we'll do that in a couple of seconds. Luca Toni, incredible. 38, top scorer in Serie A. Probably going to win it. 150 league goals. Brilliant. Anyway, back to Adaris. Evergreen. Yes. And he will be the only real thorn for them.
Okay. A lot of gardening references there. Evergreen.
Really?
Thorn.
I didn't even think about it.
Should we try and get some more in?
Nah.
No, we don't need to branch off like that. I should say...
I'm just going to hedge a few bets, I think.
Let's stop now. the final, of course, is being played at the Nou Camp. Despite the fact that Barca aren't at home. They are at home, but it's not a home crowd.
No.
It'll be split, obviously.
Of course it will,
It's just because, well, there's the Camp Nou and the Bernabeu are the two biggest stadiums in the country. There was a bit of debate over where it should be played. It's been settled on here, but it isn't a home game. I will stress that.
No, I mean,
But it has to play into... It's not an away game for Bilbao in that... Well, it is, but it's not a home game for Barca, but it is an away game for Bilbao, is what I'm trying to say. But it doesn't matter anyway, because we discussed that wherever this is, Barca would win. You know, it just sort of helps you that little bit.
No, of course it does.
Given that they'll have a lot in their favour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the crowd was is completely split in these, you know, in these.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it would just be, you know, as it would be at Wembley.
Exactly. Atleti Real Madrid played a Copa del Rey final 2 years ago at the Bernabeu.
Yeah.
And it was, one side was white, the other was red. It was wonderful. But anyway, Barcelona win this. They played a final against Bilbao 3 years ago. They won it 3-0. They played one 3 years before that and won it 4-1. It's going to be comfortable.
Okay.
I like -2.
Right, fine.
11-8.
I like Barca to nil and 19-20. I think it'll either be 2-3 or 4-0.
But 3-0 was luring me in at 13-2. But
yeah, I think
they could.
That's probably the most likely. But one bet that did interest me is Barca and under 2.5 is 16-5. It's a big price when you think that Barca occasionally do just win 1 or 2-0, don't they? It's not. They don't always just steamroller teams. It was more of a price. The price that, you know, enticed me in more than anything else. But I do think they'll win this comfortably. Like I said, 2-3 or 4. So just, I'd stick with Barca to nil at 19-20 to win inside 90 minutes. Your best bet?
I would go, I'll go -2 at 11-8. I mean, there's no point in playing any goal scorers because,
you know, they're all value.
You go down to about the third sub and they're all odds on. Although, PK.
No, get away. Get away.
Oh, dear. Listeners, long-term listeners will remember that particular conversation.
Yeah. there's no value to be had with the goal scorers, but we're thinking that Barca will win, and they'll win cozily.
Yeah, I mean, red card is always something you have to play in Spain because the players just go a little bit...
Well, against Barca, especially.
...crazy every now and again. Red card in the match is 9-4. Bilbao had a player sent off earlier on in the campaign against them, as you said. There's a lot of niggly little fouls which pick up little bookings in Spain. Mm. I know this is not La Liga and it's a cup game, and it might be a bit different, but there's always potential. 9-4 is, I think it's big enough to work to have a couple of quid on.
Okay. We'll move on to another cup final then. This is in Germany. It's the final game of the season on the European Football Podcast. It's Borussia Dortmund against Wolfsburg. And again, we don't have an appropriate jingle. So here's a Bundesliga one.
The Bundesliga.
Almost, but not quite. Dortmund against Wolfsburg is the final of the DFB Pokal this year. 7 o'clock, the kickoff time for this one, and Dortmund are 13-10. The draw is 13-5, and Wolfsburg are 19-10. This one being played at the Olympiastadion in Berlin. And it should be a great game, this, Ray. A fantastic season for Wolfsburg, a poor one for Dortmund, on balance. Dortmund, though, have really picked themselves up and sorted themselves out since Christmas, and they've only lost to Juventus, although twice, Bayern Munich, and away to Mönchengladbach and Wolfsburg since January. Their form is picking up. Wolfsburg have been great all season, but haven't managed to just... You know, in the Europa League, it was sort of a... couldn't quite get past Napoli in the quarters. In the league, they were never going to live with Bayern, but you can almost accept that. They would like to win this. Not that Dortmund wouldn't, of course, because they would almost need to get something out of it just to save their season, if you like.
A bit of European football.
Exactly, it would get them into Europe. But whatever happens, whatever pressures are on, you've got two sides here that can attack, and this should be a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, two of the most exciting teams in the league. Mm. Dortmund, despite not being great all season, are incredibly exciting. Wolfsburg, for me, have been the most exciting team.
They've been a breath of fresh air, haven't they?
In Germany, and one of the most exciting teams in Europe this year. I mean, of course, the bigger boys are always going to be up there, but you know they've really, really done well this season, Wolfsburg, without sounding patronising.
No,
but they do need something to show for it as well, because they did. I mean, I was a huge fan of Wolfsburg in the Europa League, and I think, you know, it was a failure. You know, yes, Napoli are a good side, but they should have done better than that. So they're a successful club. You know, they won the league a few years ago. This is a side who should be winning trophies. So this is a big game for them, but it's not as big a game as it is for Dortmund.
Yeah,
Jurgen Klopp's last game. And a chance to get into Europe, and a chance, as you said, to salvage something from what's been a bit of a joke of a season, real up and down. They're coming to it in form now. You mentioned the 2015 form is good. I think Wolfsburg peaked too soon. They've been on the decline now for a couple of months, and I think Dortmund take this. You know,
okay, Dortmund are 13-10 the draw, 13-5. Wolfsburg 19-10. Headline offers: Aubameyang to score, Dortmund to win at threes, Kevin De Bruyne to score, Wolfsburg to win at fives. Match on both teams to score. Dortmund are threes, the draw is threes. Wolfsburg are 15 to floor. Plenty of interesting markets there. Surely you can afford to take the risk and the price boost, if you like, that both teams score in this. And if you want to have a fancy either way, as you fancy Dortmund, you're erring towards Dortmund.
Yes.
3-1 for Dortmund to win and both teams to score is pretty big.
It is big, yeah. And, you know, that is one of the bets I've got down here.
In 90 minutes, of course, not to lift the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't see Wolfsburg being kept out, even if you do think Dortmund win, and vice versa. You know, you can't see either of these two sides really being kept out. Some great attacking players on show. You know, the head-to-head form recently, last couple of years, last six, two wins, two draws. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can't pick them in that sense. But I just think Dortmund's experience in this competition. This is the third final in 4 years. Yes, the other two were against Dortmund, against Bayern. They won one, lost one, but you know they do have the core of that squad together. Their experience, Klopp's experience. I have to side with them. I think it might be a little bit of an emotional attachment to this Dortmund side that we've seen over the last 5 years, and you know, with Klopp's departure now, we probably will see an end to that, but. Also, I genuinely do think Wolfsburg are too tired mentally and physically. They don't seem the side that we saw.
They've given their all, haven't they? And they've been competing on so many different fronts, and you just get to a point where you've just got nothing left.
It's grueling, isn't it? I mean, we talk Premier League sides with maybe the similar squad size and capacity. I mean, Everton were in the Wolfsburg group, and they battered them home and away. But I mean, Everton finished in the bottom half of the Premier League this season. And didn't challenge in any of the cups. You know, Wolfsburg have finished second, battered Bayern at their place at that incredible game at Leverkusen, that 5-4. Mm. They have challenged on every front, but I think they're gone. I think their legs are gone, and I just think Dortmund are freshening up right at the right time.
Okay, I agree with you in terms of goals. I'd personally just take the outright out of it, because I think it's going to be really close but fantastic. I had my two bets in the game were both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, which is 5-6. Bit of an enhancement on the both teams to score there. And over 3.5 goals is 7-4. I thought as a single, that's not a dreadful play, but my best bet would be the shorter priced both teams to score and over 2.5. 5-6 seems pretty fair, but What do you reckon?
I agree with pretty much everything you've said. I think the boating to score alone at 8-15 is, you know, there will be plenty of people doing the boating to score accumulators this weekend. I think that pretty much has to go in. 8-15 is great, and I like the headline offer of Abu Mayang as well. 3-1. He's got 4 goals in the DFB this season. I think he's the third top scorer. He's pacey. There'll be lots of gaps in this game. I think he could be one to take advantage. So, yeah, I like the headline offer. I love the Dortmund both teams to score. And I love goals. I mean, I was looking on the way and I was thinking, how stupid do I get here? Don't answer that, by the way. That is not one of these ones that I want someone tweeting in about. I mean, I was looking at over 4.5 at fours. I was thinking, maybe it's because I saw a 3-2 last night and I thought, ooh, every final can be a 3-2.
In fairness, if you are prepared to back over 3.5 at 7-4, or 4.5 at 4-1,
it's a big jump, isn't it?
You don't often get many games that will be sort of 2-2 and we'll leave it there. You know, they will kick on. But you are asking a lot.
Of course you are. But yeah. I mean, these guys will give a lot. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the worst price in the world. It really isn't. I'm not saying it's an absolute stick-on tip and this is the best one of the game, but
yeah,
those over-goal markets do look good, and they'll look even better if we have a quiet 10 minutes because the prices will drop a bit. And, of course, as you mentioned before, William Hill in play for all these games.
Of course. Okay. So your best bet in that game is?
I think it's Dortmund to win and both teams to score.
Right. Okay, and I'll have both teams scoring over 2.5. At 5-6. Naps then. Final naps of the season. What do you fancy? Which game?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. You know what? I'm going to go for Higuain to score 2 or more at 13-2. His record is exceptional against Lazio, and I think their defence has gone.
Okay. Out on a limb with a big price nap to close the season out. I'll revert to type and put in a shorty.
Barca to nil.
Yeah.
Hey, hasn't
let me down.
It's not broken.
Once,
don't fix
think.
It.
I don't think I've ever put it up, and it hasn't landed in the last 3-4 months. I haven't put it up for every game, but
no. If it's not broken, don't fix it. No. It's
19,
a way to make
20,
money.
19-20 is a good price. It really is. I was expecting it to be shorter than that. So, Barca to nil for me. Higuain 2 or more for Ray. That has been the William Hill European Football Podcast. Unfortunately, couldn't quite get to 50 episodes. Only 49
this year,
which is. It's going to bother me all summer, to be honest.
Real Oviedo, if they get to the, if they have more qualifying games for Segunda, then maybe we might have to.
I won't be doing that purely because I can't be bothered. Love the club, but I'd rather have a lie-in.
Big game against Cadiz this weekend.
It is indeed. But I've been Alex Dunn. He's been Ray Druitt. Have a good weekend's betting and a lovely summer. And we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.